on Southeast AgNet. Even as Florida's citrus growers work to determine the damage from the recent freezing weather and take steps to mitigate that damage, they and their associations wrestle with numerous other long-term issues that will have huge impacts on the citrus industry for years to come. So we continue a brief series about issues of importance to the Indian River Citrus League and its grower and packer members on Florida's East Coast. League Executive Vice President Doug Bornique says the league is bouncing around the idea of forming pest control districts that could help growers control insect problems such as the psyllids that carry citrus greening disease. California and Texas already have such districts, he says.
Texas and California have pest control districts. Texas passed it this last legislative session. California passed it 5 years ago, where you can carve out pest control districts to knock out, i.e. something like the psyllid or any other diseases that come your way. You have the ability to manage your pest issues better. So we're looking at that as well. That's another issue that we're bouncing around to see if it works, and if so, how. It's in the formative stages.
Speaking of the Indian River, a reminder that the Indian River Citrus League banquet will be held Tuesday, January 26th at Fort Pierce, and that the Florida Citrus Show, formerly the Indian River Citrus Seminar, will be held January 27th through the 28th at the Havert L. Finn Center in Fort Pierce. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.